Montana State News Network.
I'm Dennis Bragg. Another drop in Montana gas prices. The latest results from GasBuddy.com show the price is falling off 10.2 cents per gallon over the past week. That brings the statewide average down to $4.36. Retired University of Montana economist Patrick Barkey says while oil prices are getting the headlines right now, there are a lot of factors impacting Montana and the global economy as a whole.
It's still a pretty high price lever to be pulling. Now, in the U.S., we're very proud of the fact that thanks to our fracking friends, both in the Dakotas and Canada and obviously Texas, New Mexico, that situation is different, but it's still a global commodity and Americans are paying the price as well.
Barkey says inflationary pressure remains a major trouble sign for U.S. businesses, but there are other issues besides oil prices, including the growing amount of consumer debt. And it's not just gas prices we're dealing with. As Nick Northern reports, power prices are seeing a sharp climb in Montana as well.
Rising utility costs are becoming a significant concern for households across America, with Montana experiencing notable increases in electricity prices. New data reveals that electricity prices in Montana have surged by double digits year over year, placing the state among the top 10 in the country for energy price hikes. As electricity demand continues to escalate, partly due to the expansion of data centers, there are fears that these utility costs could further rise. For more information, check out the story on our website. For the Montana State News Network, I'm Nick Northern.
The EPA and the Montana Department of Environmental Quality say a final cleanup plan has been approved for the 1,100-acre Billings PCE Superfund site that's near just east of downtown. Federal engineers confirm that the systems are scientifically designed to channel harmful underground chemical vapors safely outside building foundations. This is the Montana State News Network.
This message